Coaching kids to be champions. A. Be open-minded on being able to coach kids. What do kids need from you? What is your retention with kids? What percentage of kids do you have now? Do you see that kids can easily be with you for 10 years? Like from age 8 to 18, for example? Implement and refine over time. Just be open to it. You're a teacher tattoo artist, shaping their futures permanently. Be aware of motor skill changes as they get older and social issues as change as they get older too. They tend to say they know stuff, so just be a friend and just be a friend to them. The other part of the triangle is the parent. Like, how are you going to help your kid? You know, structure, goals, show them you can and will come through on discipline, work ethic, meeting deadlines, and use sports like earning a karate belt, for example. And the deadlines could be weekly, monthly, seasonal. Help parents train kids at home with a document you give to them on how to do things. And give kids one document and give a recap email to parents. Let parents see the monthly deadline. Get parents permission to put kids' picture online, by the way. Paper proof, like music theory, etc. Picture proof, like showing pictures of other kids, and video proof performances. Recording proof, and so that's all proof for the parents, paper and performances and pictures. And then the third part of the triangle is the kid. What kind of program can you build from scratch? Give the kids M&Ms, memorable musical moments. Create these for them, create these experiences for them, and they'll remember it for life. These events make it all worthwhile for them. Take lots of pictures of students and put them in the waiting room and online and in emails, and create a musical Disneyland for them. Think of it as a musical theme park. So inspire and motivate them, especially if they can't do something. You're a motivational musical chef. Start from scratch. Build it the way you want. And know who you are as a teacher, trainer, and coach in terms of how you best interact with kids and how you would like to structure it. Guitar Olympics for kids, or a theme park, or skill training challenge. You know, think of names for these things. Don't just have it be generic. Like a skill training challenge, for example, really comes across to the students. You adjust the framework so you can have measurable results and make it around something they're struggling with, like alternate picking, for example. Create your own challenges. Call it a challenge so you can use it also for adults. This ties into paper proof for them and for parents if they can, you know, do something at a certain tempo and then they increase it. Name the key. Ear training time equals 10 minutes. Number of reps is how many songs can they do in 10 minutes. Additional student action. Find the letter name for the note of the key. You know, these are all tied to this example of name the key game, the challengeable activity, name the key. Accuracy, how close they were. Like if they were right on, they get 3 points. If they were within 2 frets, they get 1 point. Issues to watch out for on this would be like they play a related note to the key, so a layered skill would be to find that note and at least three other places on the fretboard. Here's some other games that people came up with. String skipping game, like you have 2 minutes and you could see how many times you can skip strings in 2 minutes. Accuracy 90% or better. The issues that come up would be the technique can get out of whack if they're trying to go too fast. The layered skill, you can skip more than one string. Another game, the four-finger challenge. In 5 minutes, you could do number of reps. See how many reps you could do. Issue accuracy would be 100%. The issues that to watch out for would be the picking hand, real sloppiness, layered. the issue would be, issues for that would be like the picking hand, sloppiness, layered skill. You could start with four and then go in reverse. You could skip strings, etc., etc. Another game, guess and win. In other words, guess which string it is, which is like ear training. And then it could be 5 minutes long. The layers could be all six strings, not as opposed to just three, like to play any possible string. But it's not infinite. Infinite would be playing, this is the flaw in that particular game. Infinite would be playing a melody in a certain amount of time. In other words, they can't beat their record. It should be endless, that kids can rip through it faster and faster. In other words, another game would be high jump, where they go to the 12th fret and back in a certain amount of time. Tremolo picking 30 seconds to test their endurance to see if they can count it themselves. Play a phrase, sing a phrase. In other words, play root, third, and fifth. Spin a wheel and it tells you to something to do, but with varied activities could be another one. How many, you know, like how many spins can you do in 2 minutes, you know, after having completed each one. But that might not be ideal because of the randomness. So another one could be Swiss slide, where you start at the base and run to different points on the court and come back, like in basketball. So you would start on the E string to fret one, then back to fret, back to open, and then E, and then two, and then back to open, and then fret three, etc. Or actually, it's probably fret one to two, then one to three, then one to four, like that.